We're talking with Zealand Congressman Bill Heisinger. You've been a critic of the Affordable Care Act, even though it was enacted before you got into office, and more ammunition apparently coming out from Enroll America, announcing a March outreach blitz to mobilize uninsured consumers to get covered. And maybe more are getting covered, Representative Heisinger, but Bill, it's still a bad bill, and now even people such as Hillary Clinton are saying, yeah, I still support it, but we need to make some changes.
Well, they are struggling like crazy to get people to sign up because it's costing people more in their monthly premiums and in the real hit, which is their deductibles, what they have to pay out of pocket. And they're not getting better coverage. That's the frustration. There was a study that was put out is showing 11 million people, 11 million people that are working for small businesses are going to see an increase in their premiums, and that isn't from any kind of partisan group. That's the center, the CMS, which is the group that's in charge of implementing this. So that they're saying that. It's just example after example after example, and I believe that the goal of covering more people at an affordable price while maintaining quality healthcare is one that hopefully everybody shares. This bill just doesn't do that, and that's why we need to go back in and reform this thing. But the White House clearly is not willing to do that. Well, they're not willing to do it in the traditional sense, but actions speak louder than words. When they issue more and more of these executive delays and all these different interpretations of the law, that violates certainly not even just the letter of the law, I believe the spirit of the law, and they're not willing to go into the legislative process to change it, and that's really ultimately where it needs to go.
Now, the question then becomes, Bill, will some people want to change it? We're hearing Harry Reid saying, no, we're not going to change this at all.
Yeah, Harry Reid is saying, no, we don't want to change this. Nancy Pelosi is saying, no, we don't want to change this. The president is saying, no, we don't want to change this. But guess what? All of their rank-and-file members, a lot of them, I should say, are saying, we need to change this because they understand what's happening on the ground level. And just earlier this week, we had a group from Michigan that are the insurance underwriters. One of the guys told me he brought in to some of my colleagues across the aisle. He brought in his projections from last year, what was going to happen to all of his clients, his small business clients. He brought in the actual numbers for this year. They were within 3 to 5%, either plus or minus, but right around in the same range. And there was an average of 45% increase in their premiums that what they were having to pass along to their employees. And these aren't big firms. He's telling me these are 2 to 15 people in a firm, and in a company. And one of the staffers for a colleague across the aisle said, "Wow, this is really a problem, isn't it?" And it's like, "Yeah." We've been trying to say this, but there's been such a reluctance to acknowledge it over on the other side of the aisle that's why people like Harry Reid are saying, everything's fine. We'll just keep whistling past the cemetery here.
Now, cynically, Bill, do you get a feeling that perhaps there will be some movement on this as we get into September and October, and the polls for the midterm elections aren't going the Democrats' way? They may want to be a little bit more amenable to changing it, so in order to make some political hay out of it?
They certainly might be, but there's a key element here. The White House doesn't want to do that. And again, actions speak louder than words. With the number of changes and delays and all the other things that the White House is doing, it is admitting that the bill, the way that they wrote it and the way the president signed it into law, isn't ready for prime time. It doesn't work the way that they said it would work. Otherwise, you wouldn't be having all of these delays of mandates and time frames and all the other stuff, right? You know, the famous, if you like your health care, you can keep your health care. The problem is the White House is not willing to admit that publicly, and may or may not actually act on anything. We've passed a number of reform bills, not just the outright repeal bills. We've passed a number of other bills that would reform and fix parts of the law. And Harry Reid refuses to take it up in the Senate, and that's a huge problem. So it's going to take both of those things to happen.
We're talking with Zealand Congressman Bill Heisinger. I got an email earlier this week from Jim Lardner of the group Americans for Financial Reform. In it, he says, quote, Representative Bill Heisinger has been a persistent and vocal supporter of congressional efforts to undermine the new Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. This week, the House will be voting on the Consumer Financial Protection and Soundness Improvement Act, which incorporates earlier measures that Representative Heisinger has co-sponsored or voted for. I hope you will consider a story that looks at the pattern of activity on the part of Representative Heisinger and, quote, sadly, hundreds of other House members. If enacted into law, it would be a huge gift to the worst elements of Wall Street and the lending industry. A statement issued by my organization, Americans for Financial Reform, is attached and pasted in below. It explains the practical import of the bill and asks what I hope we will strike you as a newsworthy question. Whose side are House members on? Why do so many of them seem determined to weaken the first ever federal agency with a mandate to prioritize fairness and transparency over short-term financial industry profits? End quote. And that is the note from Jim Lardner of the group Americans for Financial Reform. All right, I'm going to ask you to respond to Mr. Lardner's accusations.
Yeah, well, ironically, he uses fairness and transparency. However, the Bureau of Consumer Financial Protection is the least transparent of all of the regulatory agencies. Every single regulatory agency, whether it be the Securities and Exchange Commission, the Commodities and Trade Association, every single one of these regulatory agencies has to report to somebody in Congress who has oversight. That happens to be our committee, the Financial Services Committee. The only one that does not do this is this bureau that was created, and this bureau has massive powers. If it wasn't for the Affordable Care Act, quote-unquote Obamacare, we would be talking about the Dodd-Frank Act as the bill that demonstrated federal government overreach. This is a organization that even the president, who appoints the head of this bureau, cannot remove this person. Not a single decision that is made by the head of this bureau can be questioned or challenged or overturned or even modified without this person heading it up agreeing to it. This is government run amok, and this is not how we operate here in the United States. We do not hand single person power over massive parts of our economy. They just did that when they created this bureau. They can decide what they want to go in, when they want to go in, and cover whatever issues that they want, whether it be credit cards, banks, lending, mortgages, car loans, insurance, you name it, with not a single iota of oversight. We think that there ought to be, at a minimum, a panel of regulators who are reviewing these decisions. This is the only one in government that doesn't have that. So this is just common sense application here of making a bureau run. This is a bureaucratic bureau that goes in and has just powers beyond any that have been created so far. And this is why we need to do this, these kinds of reforms.
And, of course, the question then can be asked of Jim Lardner of Americans for Financial Reform. Who does he represent anyway?
That's very true. And at the end of the day, again, they have a funding source through the Federal Reserve that bypasses any of congressional budgeting and any of the appropriations process. They are spending over $140 million remodeling a building right across the street from the White House. There's been investigations by media and others looking at their cost controls. They have none. They are just going out and spending money and stomping around in the financial services space. And at the end of the day, as we are hearing from banks and insurance companies and credit unions, their actions are costing consumers far more than what they're benefiting.
Zealand Congressman Bill Huizinga, as always, we appreciate your thoughts on some of the issues of the day. We wish you and your family well this coming week, and we look forward to talking to you again next Thursday.
Sounds great. Thanks, Gary.